This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Daniel Latza, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-A-T-Z-A, date of birth 09/12/1946, date of appointment November 7, 2023, requesting physician Christopher Colby, CHRISTOPHERCKOLBAY. Dear Dr. Colby, I have the pleasure of seeing Daniel Latza today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 77-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who was seen at the bone and joint center, where MRI of the brain done, which shows moderate to severe degenerative changes of the LS spine. At L2, L3, moderate left-sided spinal stenosis is seen. Left side disc herniation is seen. Status post L2, L3 laminectomy. Patient also had MRI of the lower extremities, which shows peripheral axonal neuropathy. Patient symptoms are that he could not lift the arm initially, could not lift the right leg. He is having numbness in the right thigh. Right leg is weak, left leg is okay, right upper extremity is also okay. He is dealing this for the last 2 years. He is getting worse. He was getting back pain, and now he is feeling better after he got the shot. Past medical history. MI, hypertension, depression, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, chronic numbness, past surgical history, LS spine surgery, cholecystectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, gabapentin 300 mg, 3 times daily, lisinopril 20 mg, daily metoprolol, clopidogrel, sertraline, atorvastatin, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 80 mg, tramadol, azithromycin, lidocaine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is disabled veteran. We have 3 children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased due to heart attack. 2 brother, 1 deceased due to heart attack. Review of the system. I personally review the journalist, skin, metabolic, endocrine. eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice. Sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, notice all three pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Please rewrite again. Muscle strength, motor system examination strength 5/5, except right lower extremity -5/5, left upper extremity 4/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased touch sensation on the right thigh and absent vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, polyneuropathy. Number 2, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, meralgia paresthetica on the right side. Number 5, decreased hearing on both sides. Next paragraph. Patient already had MRI of the LS spine and EMG of the lower extremities. I advised him to take vitamin B complex and keep on using gabapentin 300 mg 3 times daily. I advised him to use Walker and Kane. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 2 months. He might need repeat EMG of the upper and lower extremities.